Friday the 26th of October, Diane Shmuel Simons, by Yashkem Avraham Baboker.
Good morning. I'd like to speak today on the Dvar Halacha, the Indian of Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs. Always trying to do a mitzvah as early as possible, which it appears from the Gemara and the Mefoshim, there could be up to five different Makoros where one learns out the concept of Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs, and believe it or not, it's all in this week's Sedjah. The Gemara in Yuma says by mitzvah mila kol ayin kosher le mila elos rezuzim matimim le mitzvahs. Mitzvahs mila has to be done as early as possible in the day. Shenema vayashkim avom baboyke vayachavish. The Gemara learns out from the pasuk in Akedas Yitzchok. Avom Avinu is commanded to take Yitzchok and shecht him the next morning. Vayashkim avom baboyke, avom gets up extra early. From there, the Gemara seems to learn out the mitzvahs, Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs. And the Gemara in Pesachim learns that from there that by Bedikas Chometz, on the night of Bedikas Chometz, one has to do Bedikas first thing in the evening, Shenema Vayashkim Avon Baboyke, the same Mekor that we learn on Mitzvahs Mila, Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs, who had in Bedikas Chometz. The interesting thing is the Bach in the Gemara in Yuma, when the Gemara says Vayashkim Avon Baboyke Vayachavosh, the Bach says Svorim Achayim Ogeir is a different pasuk. Not Vayashkim Avon Baboyke Vayachavosh, but Vayashkim Avon Baboyke Lamokim Asher Omad Shom Et Pnei Hashem. This was by Hafichas Sedoim. Avraham Avinu had davened before that Hafichas Sedoim, that Sedoim shouldn't be destroyed. After Sedoim is destroyed, it says Vayashkim Avon Baboyke, Avraham Avinu got up in the morning. The idea behind the Bach is that in many, many Gemaras we see that Avraham Avinu, when he got up the next morning after Hafichas Sedoim, was for the mitzvah of Tefillah. The Gemara says in Tfilas HaShachar that Avraham Avinu was Mesak in Tfilas Shachris, Shenema Vayashkim Avon Baboyke Lamokim Asher Omad Shom, Ve'ein Amida Elo Tfilah. And the Gemara in Brochus Tavov says, Akivei Amokim Litfilosoi, Elokei Avraham Be'ezroi, somebody who has a fixed place for davening in the Talmud of Avraham Avinu. And the Gemara learns out, Elamokim Asher Omad Shom, Avraham Avinu came back to the same place, and we're talking about Tfilah. So clearly what Avraham Avinu was doing was Tfilah. And he got up early the next morning. So there, the Bach says, from there already you see Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs, and that's why the other Sforim were Taka Goyos that you learn out from the Pasuk of Sedoim, which was long before Akedas Yitzchok. Already from there, you learn out Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs. And in fact, the Yalkut Shemayni on this week's Sedra learns it out from the Pasuk by Sedoim. Already in Sedoim, when Avraham Avinu got up the next morning, there you see Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs. The shaila is, why did our Gemara didn't seem not to be able to learn out from Hafichas Sedoim, and the Gemara had to wait right till Akedas Yitzchok, when surely by Hafichas Sedoim was mamash and mitzvah of tefillah. We see Avraham Avinu is in the second shachris, he davened shachris the next morning. And the halacha is, in fact, when it comes to shachris, any tefillah, you look in Aruch Chaim, shachris mincha ma'ariv, as Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs, as soon as the Zman Tfilah arrives, whether it's shachris, whether it's mincha, whether it's ma'ariv, one should daven straight away because of Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs. So why did the Gemara have to learn out the mitzvah mila is early from Vayashkim Avon Baboyke Vayachavish Es Chamorim when you can learn out from Sedoim? In fact, Rashi, I'll tell you, if you look at Rashi in this week's Sedra on Vayashkim Avon Baboyke Vayachavish, again over there by Akedas Yitzchok, Rashi says Avraham Avinu was Zoriz, like the Gemara in Yuma and Pesachim, whereas Vayashkim Avon Baboyke by Sedoim, Rashi doesn't say Zoriz. Rashi seems to work with the Gemara that we learn out from Akedah, not from Sedoim. I think the idea might be very interesting chiddush, which you see in Hilchos Bedikas Chometz. The Mishavur brings it, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Kuntus Achron explains it. The halach is on the night of Bedikas Chometz, as we mentioned, the Gemara learns that Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs, that one has to do Bedikas straight away, straight after nightfall, because of Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs. The problem is there's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Tfilas Ma'ariv as well. As soon as nightfall comes, the din of Tfilas Ma'ariv. And Tfilas Ma'ariv is also the concept of Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs. So which one do you do first? You have Ma'ariv al Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs, as we see every day of the year, that as soon as the Zman comes, one has to daven first. And Bedikas Chometz, the night of Bedikas Chometz as well, the first thing one should do in the evening is Bedikas Chometz. Yet we have a clash here. And in fact, you should say Todi V'Shein and Todi, Todi Kodim. That one should first daven Ma'ariv and do Bedikas Chometz. And in fact, the halacha is not like that. Majority of poskim, the Taz, Mishabur, brings down from many, many poskim, Shulchan Aruch Rav, that one does Bedikas Chometz first. That's how Mishnah brings. At the end, he said the Obit Kamarbit, but there's many poskim who say that once the Gemara Dikas Chometz granted that they're both Mechuyev Midin Zriz and Madimim, but the Dikas Chometz overrides it. And the Mishnah Berurah brings from the poskim, because if one is over the Zrizim of the Dikas Chometz, one is an Avarian. One hasn't kept the right time. The right time is the beginning of the evening. If one is an Avarian if one doesn't do Bdikas Chometz straight away. Whereas davening Maariv with Zrizim Magdimim is a minor, it's a minor Zrizim Magdimim, but one would not be considered an Avarian if one didn't daven Maariv with Zmanah. And therefore, if you have a choice between Maariv and Bdikas Chometz, says the Mishnah Berurah, b'shem many poskim, one should rather do Bdikas Chometz first, so as not to be considered an Avarian, and later on one daven Maariv. Very interesting. What's the chiluk? They're both Zrizim Magdimim and Mitzvahs. They're both this concept we learn from Vayashkim Avon Baboike. Yet one of them, a person, is considered an Avarian, and one of them isn't. We find a similar chiluk the Be'alocha says of the Gabe eating before Bedikas Chometz. When it comes to tefillah, one can't start a meal. But if one can eat fruit, or if one's not Pivere Sudah, one's allowed to eat before, when the Zman tefillah comes and delay the davening, one can divide and eat fruits, whatever it is. But Bedikas Chometz appears to be much more chomer, the concept of Zrizim Magdim and Mitzvahs, so much so that one can't even eat fruit or Sudah Ketana before Bedikas Chometz. Mishnah Berurah doesn't explain what the difference is. The Shulchan Aruch Rav in Kuntus Achron says an interesting idea. He says Zrizim Magdim and Mitzvahs has got two ideas. Simply that one should, it's a Chavivus HaMitzvah, to do a mitzvah as soon as possible. One's got a choice, one does it now, one does it later. A Chavivus HaMitzvah, one should do it as soon as possible. But besides that, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's actually to give a Zman to the Mitzvah. To prepare a Zman for the Mitzvah, there's always a Zman, Ik Zman for a Mitzvah. Zrizim Magdimim Mamitzvahs in Bedikas Chometz and such like, the Iker Zmana is at the beginning of the night. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. By Tefillah, there's anyway a Zman for the Tefillah. Shachris has a Zman from Aleph HaShachris, from Netz to Chatzis, Mincha from Chatzis to night, Maya from night to Chatzis HaLailo. It has an Iker Zman. There, the whole Milo of Zrizim Magdimim Mamitzvahs is not to give it a Zman. The Zman it's got already. We weren't afraid that if a person leaves it, he's going to forget it, because there's an ikas man. There is as man, as man mugbul, a strict man, a beginning and an end to that time. The chiyuv of Zrizim Magdim to fix as man, lest one forget, you haven't got by tefillah. But there's as man anyway. The whole mile of Zrizim Magdim mitzvah is chavivus hamitzvah, it's a hidu that one should do it as soon as possible. However, when it comes to Bedikas Chometz, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, there is no Zman. There, a person is mechuyev. If he doesn't do Bedikas tonight, he'll have to do it tomorrow. If he doesn't do it tomorrow, he'll have to do it on Yom Tov. And if he doesn't do it on Yom Tov, he deserves the chiyuv Bedikas even after Yom Tov. There is no soft Zman to that mitzvah. There, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Zrizim Magdim the mitzvah is to give a Zman. When the mitzvah itself hasn't got a Zman, you can mekayem it at any time, then the Zrizim Magdim is a much stouter halacha, it's a much stronger halacha, it's in order the Torah wants to give it a time, and the time is at the beginning. Whereas the mitzvah that's got a time anyway, it's chil of the soif, then the Zrizim Magdim is simply a hiddah that is not in order to give it an ikka Zmanoi, it's a hiddah to do it as soon as possible. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, when it comes to Tvilas Maariv, which has got a Zman, a Tchil of a Soif, so the point of davening as soon as you can when the Zman comes, Zrizim Magdim Mitzvahs, is not that the Ikka Zman. The Ikka Zman we've already got. It's a Hidu, one should do it as soon as possible as Chavivus HaMitzvah. If somebody doesn't, he won't be considered an Avarian. Whereas by Bedikas Chometz, which has no Zman to it, there is no Zman. A person's Mechuyev, if he doesn't do it now, he can do it next week, he can do it next month. A person is much more liable to forget to do it, because there is no soft Zman. The Ikka's Zrizim Magdim is to give us the Zman, the right time to do it, and the right time of Bedikas Chometz, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and this is from the Mishnah Berurah, the Taz, is B'tchilas HaLailo. B'tchilas HaLailo, that is Ikka's Zman. If somebody doesn't do Bedikas Chometz B'tchilas HaLailo, he's an Avarian, like the Taz says. He's an Avarian, he will not be doing it in the correct time. That's why if you have a choice between Maariv and Bedikas Chometz, one should rather do Bedikas Chometz, that's the Ikas Mala, not to be an Avarian, and daven Maariv later as Hiddah. And that's the same reason why you mustn't eat even fruits before Bedikas Chometz, because that is the Ikas Mala. Bedikas
Chometz is a bit before
you should. If you didn't do it, a person is more liable to forget because there is no Zman. There's no stop Zman. If he forgot. He has to look for Chometz, and it's right. And even after Chometz of all of our Pesach, he's got to search for it. There is no stop Zman for it. as if in Shulchan Aruch, that's how it must be the chilul between Bedikas Chometz on one hand and Tfilas Maariv. And L'chol, the same idea is by Mitzvus Milah. Mitzvus Milah is one has no Ikas Man. Avada the Ikas Man is B'yom HaShmini, but somebody who doesn't mal by Yom HaShmini, he has to mal his whole life. There is one with there. There's no zman, and the reason Makdimim of Mila is like the Dikas Chometz to make a fixed time, because they have no fixed time. The Ikas zman is b'shminu u'b'tchila hayom. Straight away, not enan esachamo. What? Okay, we'll discuss in a minute. Yeah, is l'choy. That's the reason why the Gemara wants to learn out from Akedas Yitzchok and not from Hafichas Adoyim. Because Akedas Yitzchok was weiter a mitzvah which Avraham Avinu had, which had no zman. Avraham Avinu was mitzvah to be makir his son Yitzchok. There was no zman for it. There, if we learn out Zrizim Magdim the mitzvah, that's to give it a zman. That's where had we learned to have Mafichas Sedoim, that would there Hafichas Sedoim was a side of Avraham Avinu davening tefillah b'boker. There had a zman. Had we learned to have Mafichas Sedoim, as the Shulchan Aruch says, it didn't tefillah is only a hiddur. The Gemara wants to learn out Kol Hayom Koshel Milah to Zrizim Magdim Mitzvah. That is a Zrizim Magdimim by Mrs. Miller, by Bidikas Chometz, where there we want to find an idea where the mitzvah has no zman betchila b'loy besoif. There it's to give it Nikas Zman. That's why the Gemara says we find the possible to give it Nikas Zman by Akedas Yitzchok, and that's where we learn out from Mila and Bidikas Chometz. Whereas for Hafichas Sedoim, we were never blunt out. The interesting thing is, there's a third time in the Torah. This I haven't found anybody who asked. There's a third time in this week's Seder where it says Vayashkim Avon Baboker. Interesting enough, and that's when Yishmael, after Yitzchak Avinu was born, and Sarah Imenu tells Avram to evict Yishmael to out of the house, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says Kol Ash Yema Lachosor Shema Bekeilo. There as well it says Vayashkim Avon Baboker. Then as well, the concept of Yashim Avon Baboker, to my mind, is also a concept of Zruzim Magdim the Mitzvah. He had a mitzvah say from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol HaShetim HaLachotor Shema B'Kailo. Very interesting, there's a B'Shem Ebchaim, they say, Pshat in the Yalkut Shemoni, end of Mishlei, on the post of Dolshot Semer Ufishkin Batas B'Chefes Kapeo, the Yalkut Shemoni says, Dolshot Semer Ufishkin, Ze Avom Avinu, שנאמר כל אשר תימא לחוסו שמה בקוילו דושות סמל ופישטים זה אברום אבינו שנאמר כל אשר תימא לחוסו שמה בקוילו ותוקום בעוד לילה says the Yalkut Karizon שנאמר וישלים אברום בבויקה a paradigm of Medish בשם אבחיים in a few swan they called the name of Chaim Soloveitchik as pshat in the Medish was that Avraham Avinu didn't know what to do. On one hand, he was mitzvah, a sorry Imenu told him to evict Yishmael from the house. He had a mitzvah, Kol HaShetim HaLachosah, Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded him, Kol HaShetim HaLachosah Shema B'Kelo. On the other hand, the whole point of evicting was that he shouldn't yashin together with Yitzchok. So it said, I don't want him to yashin together with my son Yitzchok. There's a lavu lo yuchal levake, not to take away the Yerushal, the inheritance, not to disinherit one's own child. Avraham Avinu had a conflict here. On one hand, he was told he had to do it. He had to evict him. On the other hand, there was an issa not to disinherit his son Yishmael. Says the Medrash, Doshot Tzemu Pishtim. From Tzemu Pishtim, Chazal learned the concept of Aseid Dechaloisa Aseh. Now, Mrs. Tzitzis and Mrs. Kilaim, if you have a conflict of both, you say Aseid Dechaloisa Aseh. So, Shabchaim, Doshot Tzemu Pishtim, Avum Avinu Darshan of Joshua Tzemu Pishtim, he learned Aseid Dechaloisa Aseh, Vatas Bechivet Kapel, Vatokom Boed Lilo, Vayashlim Avron Baboik, and he got up the next morning and he did the mitzvah. Clearly it seemed that it was a proper mitzvah sase, like the mitzvah of Akedas Yitzchok, where he had a commandment from Avraham Avinu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he should have done, we could have learned up there by Yashmo Avraham Avinu. It could be, I saw interesting in Shuvas of Shimon Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer, that we do see one thing in that by Yashmo Avraham Avinu of Akedas Yitzchok, more than we see by Yashmo Avraham Avinu of Stoim and when he evicted Yishmael. Very interesting. So, Dua, Kiva Eger's grandson, Blabele Eger, the son of Shlom Eger, he became a Chassidish Rav. Kiva Eger wasn't a Chassidish Rav. Blabele Eger's Enikel became a Chassidish Rav. He was in Lublin, a big Rav, Adon, and he was often offered, he was a big Rav, he was offered Santa Claus and Moel many, many times. And when he was offered it, he took it on, but till he finally got there to be a Sunday, or to be Moel, it was already midday Chatzay Sayyim. He used to schlep. Why did he schlep? With kavonos and achonos and mikveh and everything else until he got there was Chatzay Sayyim. And the Gedolim in Lublin put out settlers that one mustn't take the Blei Le'ega as not as a summit. Mamas Rizim Magdim the Mitzvahs. How can one be Mavakal this Mitzvah as human? And as we see in Bedikas Chometz, it's an Avarian to not to Mal first thing in the morning, not to Mal first thing in the morning, and one shouldn't take him. Rebbe Leigler wrote to Gedolim Metzodik HaKoyen and to Reb Shimon Sofer. Reb Shimon Sofer in his Tshuvas wrote a letter back to Rebbe Leigler supporting him. And he says, no, Hachonos for Mitzvah Geitayin in the Mitzvah. Although the Mitzvah's reason must be in the Mitzvah, but the reason why you're delaying is for Hachonos of the Mitzvah, that's Geitayin in the Mitzvah. And where's the source? The Hachonos of a Mitzvah, Geitayin in the Mitzvah, you can delay it if you're doing the Hachonos. He says, Vashteit Impossible, Vayashkim Abom Boker, Vayachav Vosh Es Chamorei. He says, Avraham Avinu only started to prepare the chamor the next when he got up in the morning. He could have prepared it the night before, during the night. From there, into Sant, you see in the parsha of Akedah Tishrei more than the other parshas, the concept of hachonos for the mitzvah. That's what he says. Maybe that's the reason why we learn it out from the Yachvish of Chamor Akedah Tishrei. But that's what the Gemara learns out from the Yachvish of Chamor. The Psikta learns it out from a completely different pasuk reason of the mitzvah, not from Yashkim Avraham Baboker, from the beginning when Avraham had Orchim, Vayimai Avraham Ho'ela Lishtei. The fact that he rushed to be Machnik Orchim in Psikta state, the fact that he rushed and he didn't delay it, that's the Makor from reason of the mitzvah. Another Makor, interesting, is the Church Mimi. He says he would have had a different Makor. When Yitzchak Avinu was born, and Avraham Avinu mauled him on the eighth day, the pasuk says, "Vayomal Avom Yisisov Benoy Ben Shmuel Yashamim Kashet Sivoy Oisay Alekim." Just as Hakadosh Baruch Hu had commanded him, and the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Chavtes Medalef darshens the pasuk Kashet Sivoy Oisay, Ain Sav Elo Loshen Zeros. The Gemara says concerning this Kashet Sivoy, Ain Sav Loshen Zeros, and Rashi says in Kiddushin Chavtes, "Shehei Mohir VeZoris Bedovo." There's a pasuk by Mila Gufo, Tan is the Church Mima, that one has to do bizarres. The lashon in Mila Gufo when Avraham Avinu mal Yitzchok she kashet siva oitzel lekim and Chazal darshan she moed the zoyes. As Rashi says, Church Mima Tan is he would have learned that from Mila Gufo the concept of Zizim Matimim. Okay. It's clear we learn after Jesus Magdim Mitzvahs, where whichever Vayashim Avon Baboiki you want, or from Vayamai Avon, or Kashativos, or Lekim, there's a mitzvah of Jesus Magdimim. Avon was always Zoris, and even when he came to the middle of Yitzchok Avinu, he was Zoris. In fact, as they say, Kashativos, or Lekim. The problem is, in last week said, in Pashas Lech Lecho, Avon Avinu Mal Yishmol. Avon Avinu had the tzivri from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Mal Yishmol as well, and he mauled him when he was 13. Says the etzem ayoyim azeh Avraham was mal yishmol. The problem is, as we find many places in the Torah, says the etzem ayoyim azeh with Yitzias Mitzrayim, with Noach, with Misas Moshe Rabbeinu, and each time Rashi says the etzem ayoyim azeh means in the middle of the day. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when he came to the table, he waited till everybody was standing around, and he said, "I'm going to take Noach into the table." You'd see his Mitzrayim in front of all the Mitzrayim when the sun was shining in the middle of the day. He was in front of everybody. He was making who had in by Mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu in case Tal Yisrael would try and stop Moshe Rabbeinu dying. Hashem said, "I'm going to do in front of everybody." Stating Yalkut Shemayim in Parshas Lech Lecha that also the Etzem Ayim Azeh of Milas Yishmoel was at the time when Avraham Avinu waited to the middle of the day when the sun was shining at midday when he mauled Yishmoel. As this is in Yalkut Shemoni, and there's a pirush at the bottom, the pirush from the Zayish Ra'anon, the Baal Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham is supposed to be a pirush on the Yalkut Shemoni. He asked from the Yalkut, how could it be that Avraham Avinu should wait in the middle of the day to mauled Yishmoel when it's Avraham Avinu Gufa who was so makbid on Zuzim Adim Lemitzvahs, Vayashkim Avraham Abaker, three times Yashkim Avraham Abaker. When it came to Mal Yitzchok, he was makbid the way the Church Mimelech, he was makbid on Zuzim Adim, and yet, for Yishmol, he waited to Chatzay Sayyid. In fact, the interesting thing is, Rashi doesn't say a word on Betim Azeh. All other places, Rashi says Betim Azeh means midday. With Yishmol, he doesn't say it. I think because Rashi felt that Avadi doesn't mean midday, because he couldn't wait, he was Zuzim Adim Lemitzvahs. Rashi's got another pshat in Betim Azeh by Yishmol. But the Yalkut is clearly that he waited till midday. And for the Yalkut, and for the Mogen Avraham, the Tuzai Shalom, that Avraham Avinu had a cheshbon why he waited for midday. He wanted to wait till there were many, many people there. The Falsim Neged B'nei Doroi. He had a Cheshbon, a Hidur Mitzvah. He wanted to do it as his Kiddush Hashem. That was Avodah Avraham Avinu. Yeah. To do it in front of Am Ve'edah. That would be a Hidur Mitzvah. That answers your question why we wait always. To many, many more people come in order to be Mahadah the Mitzvah. As this fits in Mogen Avraham. In this Yalkut state, as you saw, although we always have the concept of Zrizim Madibil Mitzvahs, but that's all in order one should be sorry that one shouldn't be nitzrashim in the mitzvah and do it straight away. However, if the purpose of waiting is in order to be mahadirit in front of many people, in Dei Yalkut Shemoni, the Gemara learns up in Be'etzim Azeh, although Avraham Avinu every other place was machmid on Zrizim Madibil Mitzvahs, but in order to be mahadir the mitzvah, he was. He waited, and that would be a makot in order to wait. In fact, in the poskim, it's a big machlokes whether one can delay a mitzvah in order to be mahadir. Do we say zrizim makdim mitzvahs is per se that's the chiyuv? You cannot delay a mitzvah; you have to do a mitzvah straight away, even if by waiting you'll be mahadir. It doesn't matter; you're going to do it straight away. Other name, one's allowed to delay it. The Sefer Chassidim says in Tractate Ayin Ches. He says, "Lo ya'akiv odem esam mitzvah ba'avozesh omer Torah v'anveyu hasno lefonu b'mitzvahs." A person should not delay a mitzvah, even to be mahader, finished. One has to do it. Avraham Avinu, when he mild Yishmo, as is Machmin Rashi, he did it straight away. He did not delay it as Hedo Azishin, Sefer Chassidim. The Chayei Odom, in a few places, also passes like that. That one is not mahader a mitzvah, that one does not delay a mitzvah, even to be mahader. There is a stickler right from a Gemara in Yevamos. Where the Gemara in Yevamos talks about a man who died without children, and he has a few brothers, and one of the brothers has to do Yibum. Now the mitzvah, Ikka mitzvah is with the oldest brother. Reuben dies, and he's got four brothers, and the oldest brother, Ikka mitzvah is by him. However, the oldest brother is the Medina Sayom. The other younger brothers are here. The Gemara says, we don't wait for the older brother to come back, but Shehuya mitzvah lo mashinon, there's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, we do it straight away, rather than wait for the older brother to come back, although the older brother is a hidur mitzvah. Seemingly, one does the mitzvah straight away, like the Sefer Chassidim, and one doesn't wait for hidur mitzvah. However, if we look in Shulchan Aruch, we see that Baket, in Shulchan Aruch, in at least two places, is mavur, that one does delay a mitzvah in order to be mahadir. Just like the Yalkut Shemoni, like Avraham Avinu delayed Yishmol. The first case in Shulchan Aruch and Erechaim, we do it every single month with Kiddush Levono. Kiddush Levono, one really ought to do straight away as soon as one sees Levono b'chidusho. Yet the Shulchan Aruch paskin that one waits till Motzoi Shabbos k'shehu mevusim b'begod of noim, when he's dressed Shabbos stick, one delays Kiddush Levono till his mehuda. We see clearly from the Shulchan Aruch that one delays. The Chayei Odom Nishmasodom Taka disagrees. Some people are choylik on this halacha, and they say no. As soon as one sees Levono b'chidusho, one doesn't wait because the hidur mitzvah delayed, one does straight away. But the Mechaber seemingly seems to paskin that one does delay a mitzvah in order to be mahadir. And in fact, the Ramah says from the Tumas Hadeshen that if by waiting to Motzoi Shabbos you might lose the Levono, then you have to do it straight away. The Makor of the Ramah is the Tumas Hadeshen. The Tumas Hadeshen says, where do I know that if you might lose it, you don't delay? He says from the Gemara in Yevamos, that Gemara I quoted before. If the oldest child is B'nai Hayom, you don't wait for him. So we learn Pshat because you don't wait for a Hidur Mitzvah. If you look at the Tumas Hadeshen, he says, no, you know why you don't wait for the oldest son? Because he's B'nai Hayom. And in those days, if a child was B'nai Hayom, who says he'll ever come home? Who says he'll get back? That's why you don't wait. Fakir the raya. It's mashma had he been Medina le Medina, an older brother, you have to wait for him, but you know he's guaranteed to come back. Then I'll body wait for him. Isn't that the one you've almost stayed poor, fakir? That normally, if you know he's definitely coming, you should wait. Says the Ramah, that the more you see that one does delay to be mahadir the mitzvah, unless there's a chance you lose it, like the older son has been in the Sayyom. By Kiddush Levon is the same thing. You delay it till Motzei Shabbos if you're guaranteed you'll get a new Levon, you'll get a Levon. If there's a chance by waiting Motzei Shabbos, you lose the Levon. Like the God of the Nisayim, don't delay. So you see clearly in Shulchan Aruch, like the Yalkut Shemoni with Mila, with Avraham and Yishmol, that one does delay for Hidur Mitzvah. That's one place. The other place is in Yerudin Hilchot Pidyon Aben, which is also Tumas Hadeshen. What's the din if the child, the day of Pidyon Aben is on the Shabbos? Are we paid the child on Shabbos? Is that Shiloh was asked to the Tumas Hadeshen? And he goes like this. He says, to do Pidyon Aben on Shabbos, you can't. Ain't Koinin Kinyan B'Shabbos. You're not the Mishnah and Beitzah, one can't do a Kinyan on Shabbos. So to actually do the actual Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos is definitely also. What are you going to say? He says he's got an Eitzah. He said take the money, besides it being Muktzah as well, he said take the money and give it to the Kohen on Friday and tell him that it should be Chal tomorrow on Shabbos. So the Maitzah was done before Shabbos, although the Chalos is Chal on Shabbos, that wouldn't be necessary. Muktzah you did before Shabbos, Kohen and Kinyan be Shabbos, the actual Maitzah Kinyan did on Friday, and the Chalos should be Chal on Shabbos. Why can't you do that? Says the Shulchan Aruch, that's also not an Eitzah. He says like this. He says, because when you do a Pidyon HaBen, there's a Hidyon Mitzvah to do a Suda at the same time. If you do the, give the money on a Friday, they should be Chal on a Shabbos, when are you going to do the Suda? To do the Suda on Friday, you can't, because it's not Yechal. To do the Suda on Shabbos, says the Chumash HaDeshin, you also can't. He says, because you have to do the Suda while you do a Maitzah Mitzvah. Nobody's going to, everybody's going to come together on Shabbos to do a Suda, and then nothing's been Chal. The money was given on Friday. So if you do it on Friday to be Chal on Shabbos, although in principle you could do it, and that's the Ikazman, that you won't be Makan the Mitzvah Behidura, you will not, you'll have to do without a Suda. Umatsonu become a Makomis is a Chumash HaDeshen, that one is allowed to delay a Mitzvah in order to be Mahada. So rather than do it on Friday, even on Shabbos, you push it off for Sunday. What? So then it's ma'akiv. That's exactly what Shumash HaDeshen says. It's not ma'akiv, but it's a hidyon mitzvah, and in order to gain the hidyon mitzvah, we find you're allowed to delay a mitzvah in order to be mahadir. That's exactly what Shumash HaDeshen says. Rather than do it on Friday, to be chal on Shabbos, which is the right time, and it's reason ma'akiv the mitzvah, that is his man, one delays it on Sunday in order to be mahadir, and the Shumash HaDeshen says those words, motzinu b'kama m'koymes, that one delays the mitzvah, and that's how it's passed in the Shulchan Aruch. That one delays it for Sunday. It's delayed until Sunday, and Mechaber doesn't say why. But if we look back at the Shulchan Aruch, we see the point of it. The point is, in order to gain the Suda, which is only a Hidur Mitzvah, but one delays it. Clearly, we see from the Mechaber in Hilchos Kiddush Levonon and the Mother and the Mechaber in Pidyon HaBen that, like the Yalkut Shemoyni, that although there's a Zrizim Magdin Lemitzvah, and as we said five times in Parshas Vayero, Abba Mavinu is not Zrizim Magdin, but when it came to Milas Yishmoyin in last week's Sedra, the Yalkut says the Etim HaZeh, he delayed it till in order to be Mahadeh. On that halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh, that one delays the Pidyon HaBen till Sunday, the Gon, as we know, the Gon is Mitzayin and Makor to every halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And the Gon is, not for me to say, is brilliant, is very, very Mekatzah. One or two words he adds on each halacha. When the Mechaber says that Pidyon HaBen falls on Shabbos, one delays it till Sunday, the Gon says two words. Why do you delay till Sunday? That's Lechor Yitzkasha. He says two words. He says, Kemoy B'Mila. Just as Mila. Now this Gon is an absolute Pella. What do you mean Kumei B'Mila? The reason why he delayed for Sunday is Kumei B'Mila, we know Fakir, Mila one does on Shabbos. Right. Mila Shalei Bizmano, one can't, it's not Deicha Shabbos. But what's going to do with Pidyon HaBen? Pidyon HaBen, from pushing off the Shabbos to Sunday, Kumei B'Mila? Where on earth do you see that the reason why you don't not put it on Shabbos, you push off to Sunday, is Kumei B'Mila, Fakir. Yeah. You could do it on Shabbos in principle. Lule de Miskafina, I would say Pshat in the Gon, it's a big Kiddush Pshat in the Gon, but maybe that's what the Gon means. He's trying to explain why he pushed off to Sunday. You look at the Makor, the sources of Shumash HaDeshen. Shumash HaDeshen says because you push off on Sunday for one simple reason, you could have done on Shabbos, in order to gain the Suda, the Hidyon Mitzvah right. of the Suda. Where says the Gon is the Makor that one pushes off a mitzvah in order to be Mahadeh, Kemoy B'Mila, Mila by Yishmoel. The Yalkut Shemoyni learns that from the Etzim HaZeh, the way the Mogen Avraham and the Zayi Shalom learned that in Milo Yishmol you learn how that you delay a mitzvah in order to be Mahadeh later. Maybe, I don't know, I really don't know, but maybe that's what the Gon means. Kemoy B'Mila, the sources from Mila in last week said that Avraham Avinu delayed the Milo of Yishmol to Chatzos Hayoyim in order to be Mahadeh. The Gon says that's the Makor, that's where the Shumash HaDeshen knew it from, and that's why we delay things. I know you don't like it, but yeah, I've seen other from the Gon, but no other chat with which to fit. Yeah.